Retrouvons l'agenda culturel tout en anglais avec Véronica.
Hello there. On the eve of St. Valentine's Day, in a month that ends with the 29th, when women are allowed to propose marriage. So it's all about romance. A reminder of how all that roses are red, violets are blue stuff began. Valentine was a Catholic priest who lived in Rome in the reign of Claudius II. Not the one with a stammer and a very bad chooser of wives, that was Claudius I. This was Claudius Gothicus. At a time when many Romans were converting to Christianity, Claudius, who was a pagan, wanting to ensure that his soldiers were completely devoted to Rome, passed a law forbidding them from marrying. Valentine began to conduct secret Christian wedding ceremonies, but was eventually found out and jailed. In prison, he cared for his fellow prisoners and also his jailer's blind daughter. Legend has it that he cured her blindness, and on the eve of his death, he wrote her a message signed, "From your Valentine." He was executed on the 14th of February in the year 270. But it wasn't till 200 years later that the date became St. Valentine's Day. By this time, Rome had become Christian, and the Catholic Church, determined to stamp out any remaining paganism, abolished the annual pagan fertility ritual held in his name and proclaimed him a saint, establishing the 14th of February as a feast day in the Catholic calendar of saints. The poet Chaucer, in the Middle Ages, was the first to link St. Valentine with romantic love, as the tradition of courtly love was spreading like wildfire. 600 years later, we still buy soppy cards, expensive flowers, and go to overpriced restaurants when all she really wants is a new Le Creuset casserole. Well, that's what I would like. So now to the 29th. Remember, the Earth takes 365 1/4 days to circumnavigate the Sun. So in order to reset the clock, as it were, an extra day was tacked on to the shortest month every 4 years. And children born on the 29th are called leaplings. There's a great story about Columbus in the 15th century when he was exploring the world and he got stuck on an island somewhere. The locals took exception to his bad temper and suddenly stopped supplying him and his crew with food. Well, though he was grumpy, he was quite clever, and he came up with a brilliant wheeze. Consulting an almanac, he saw that a lunar eclipse was due, so he told the islanders that God would punish them by darkening the sky if they didn't give them food. Right on cue, the eclipse began. Columbus withdrew to his cabin, and the panicking natives begged him to restore the moon. After more than an hour, he re-emerged and announced that God would withdraw his punishment if they agreed to feed him and his men. They agreed, and minutes later, the moon began reappearing, leaving the islanders in total awe. He continued to receive food and supplies until his rescue in June 1504. Well, as for the proposing part, this goes back hundreds of years when the leap year day still had no legal status in English law. The day was literally leapt over, ignored, hence the term leap year. So a break in tradition on this day was acceptable, like parking on a double yellow line on a Sunday. So ladies yearning for their man to make an honest woman of them were allowed to propose. In Scotland, to ensure total success, women were told to wear a red petticoat visibly under their dress to ensure their man knew they meant it. But for those of you who hate all that schmaltzy stuff and like going to the cinema instead, don't miss A Zone of Interest, Jonathan Glazer's brilliant but chilling take on the Holocaust. It's on in Lecture on the 14th and 18th in VO, which in this case is German. To all of you, auf Wiedersehen. With a kiss on the cheek. Till next time.
Retrouvez Véronica en podcast pour l'agenda culturel tout en anglais www.dfm930.com.